your health, you're actually doing.
Yeah, even my great friend Ryan Stennett has said nice things on TV in the morning. By the way, thanks for the great morning show numbers, folks. Best one ever in the entire time I've been here. Which is great. The longer we're here, the bigger we get.
And Leon's getting larger.
Leon needs to go to infusion. I have to give Ryan Turner and the staff at Infusion so much credit for this. First of all, Ryan, and I've been doing CryoSkin 3.0, which is a very effective and non-invasive way to get rid of body fat that's tough to lose. Because he does more than explain the science and make it work for you. He's kind of like a coach. He's the kind of person that encourages you to establish some goals. When I started bike riding, he was the one that said, here's what you do. Now I've turned it into interval training. I have a great workout in 20 minutes every day that has helped me feel tremendous. I've cut way back on smoking. I'm very close to stopping. At a stressful time like this, are you crazy, Greg? You know what? I'm not looking at it like things like that anymore. And Infusion can help you. They can stimulate your metabolism with an IV that is amino acid based and helps, you know, they can help you get your body to work at peak efficiency. So it, as you age, there are certain things that just don't work as well as they used to. I remember going to the doctor after I had turned 40 and I said, man, I feel like I have no metabolism. And he says, that's because you've just turned 40 and you have no metabolism. So get all natural and effective help with the science behind it at Infusion. Call them for a consultation at 296-1662. Learn all about their amazing. They can help you with pain, energy, you name it. They can help you at Infusion. 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com at 5.
And now a star is born. On January 21st, 1924, the world welcomed little baby Benny Hill. The birth of the future slapstick comedian went well until he started running around the room and the doctors had to chase him. Benny Hill, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Joe Biden today unveiling his plans to ramp up coronavirus testing and vaccinations, as well as reopening schools and businesses. He's also asking Americans to wear a mask for the next 100 days.
The experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we'd save more than 50,000 lives. Going forward, 50,000 lives.
U.S. coronavirus deaths have passed 406,000. President Biden says that number is expected to pass 500,000 within weeks. 900,000 Americans filed for new unemployment claims last week.
A drop of 26,000 from the week prior when claims spiked to their highest since August. Continuing claims also came in below expectations, though still receiving help fell to under 5.1 million from 5.2 million.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America is listening to Fox News.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and Weasel Stomping Day.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate and safer-at-home order until March 5th. She held a press conference this morning with State Health Officer Scott Harris. Dr. Harris says that in an effort to speed up vaccinations, the state has entered a partnership with Walmart pharmacies to distribute shots. He says the state has administered 42% of the state's vaccines. This extension comes as the total number of COVID-19 cases statewide climbs to nearly 343,000. Of those cases, 46,000 of those were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 5,300 people have died. Recovery numbers are now over 233,000. The Alabama Department of Labor released the official count for initial claims filed last week. 11,983 initial claims were filed either online or by phone during this period. About half of those claims are estimated to be COVID-19 related. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You know, I just realized I'm failing our audience in a big way by laying off the cigarettes.
Why?
I can't go down and check traffic or the weather.
But yes, you can. You don't have to go down and smoke.
Well, yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah.
In fact, this morning I made note that seems like the shows are lasting longer. And that's because I'm not running up, down, and then running back up here just in time.
You're up here the whole time.
Yes. Where I can keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Like there's so much going on in the studio when you're not here.
I am looking at the Live in Fear Doppler right now, and I would expect light to moderate rain. There's a couple of, looks like there's a couple of thunderstorms to the south of us. A couple of red cells. I mean, nothing severe. But it looks like we're going to be in for some rain for a while. Why do they keep messing with the radar? Why can't they leave well enough alone? It says 25% chance of rain through 6 p.m. Guess what? I'd rather, let's listen to what Rich has to say here in a moment. As we get ready to talk to Brandt, it was not, you know, the market's been goofy. It's been a little down, a little up, I don't think it knows what to think yet. We'll see what Brandt has to say in a couple of minutes.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It is 5:09. Just a couple of minutes ago, I mentioned we'd be talking to Brandt. We won't. He's got a situation in his family that's rather heartbreaking. So rather than talk about money, please keep Brandt and his bride and his family in your thoughts and prayers. I was not expecting that. So he's got a very serious family situation to deal with and won't be able to join us this afternoon. So let's get Rich's forecast. And Jackson, if you just wait about a minute and a half, You're on the air next. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast at least through tonight and tomorrow and probably into Friday night. Occasional periods of showers are likely. Relatively mild tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high will be around 60, maybe the low 60s. The rain comes to an end Friday night. I think Saturday's a dry day, mild with a high temperature around 60. More scattered showers on Sunday and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday as the next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Word association. I'll give you a name and you tell me what comes to mind. Chuck Schumer.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, this hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah.
And the next line is, where's the Tylenol? Jackson, thanks for waiting.
Can I get an amen on that one?
Hey, should we do it the new Congress style where they say amen and a woman? I mean, do you believe they're doing that too? Oh, my God. They have lost their ever-loving minds.
Oh, I know. Greg, I just wanted to call and say thank you for Tuesday when you gave the information for the space station flyover.
Sure.
My son is 8 years old. Told him about it. We went out, and he just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And yeah. And kept talking about NASA. He's learning about that in school. Thought it was so cool that NASA's in Alabama. So, hey, who knows, Greg? Maybe you set him up for success in the future by letting me know about that.
Yeah, I love that you're sharing this moment with us, too. That's great.
Yes, and I figured maybe you need to hear it because it's been a rotten couple of days. But
yeah.
Who knows?
It has been a rotten couple of days. That I totally concur with.
I know it, but Greg, just like my grandmother just said, as long as the sun comes up, it's a good day.
Yep.
So,
yep, we got a chance.
We'll keep on keeping on. And keep it up, Greg. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I love that call. What a great story.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear something. You know what? I got some... stories about getting older. You know, there was a survey that came out. I don't know if we talked about it on TV yet. We might, because I'm getting older. I don't remember. But, and I think it might have been, was it last Friday or this Monday's morning show? I don't remember, because they're all so good. The essence of the survey was a large number of people believe that getting older is much easier than they thought it would be.
Well,
I was talking to somebody at Baumhauer's about this last night. Somebody who still has all the passions and desires. I don't want to give her age, but she's still rocking it. Mm-hmm. She's got that fire in the eye. And it's so cool to see that. Of course, that's also typical of most News Talk listeners because they haven't surrendered to the government yet. Anyway, somebody sent me some stuff since we have to kind of punt here with Brent not being able to join us. I have some stories that are kind of funny.
Yeah, let's do that.
I hope I can do them justice at 5:15. George Phillips, an elderly man from Walled Lake, Michigan, was going up to bed when his wife told him that he'd left the light on in the garden shed, which he could see from the bedroom window. So George opened the back door to go turn off the light, but saw that there were people in the shed stealing things. He called the police, who asked, "Is someone in your house?" He said, "No, but some people are breaking into my garden shed and stealing from me." The dispatcher said, "All patrols are busy. You should lock your doors, and an officer will be along when one is available." So he said, "Okay." Hung up the phone, counted to 30, then he phoned the police again. He said, "I just called you a few seconds ago because there were people stealing things from my shed. Well, you don't have to worry about that now because I just shot and killed them both. The dogs, they're eating them up in the backyard," and he hung up. Within 5 minutes, six cop cars, a SWAT team, a helicopter, two fire trucks, a paramedic, and an ambulance showed up at his residence and caught the burglars red-handed. One of the cops said to George, "I thought you said that you'd shot them." And he said, "I thought you said there was nobody available."
Yeah.
The lesson, don't F with old people. Older people.
Happier.
A distraught senior citizen phoned her doctor's office. "Is it true," she wanted to know, "that the medication you prescribed has to be taken for the rest of my life?" "Yes, I'm afraid it is," the doctor told her. There was a moment of silence before the senior lady said, "I'm wondering then just how serious is my condition, because this prescription is marked no refills." An older guy on the operating table awaiting surgery, he insisted his son, a renowned surgeon, perform the operation. I don't know if it's legal to do that in some places. Anyway, as he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son, the doctor. "Yes, Dad, what is it?" "Don't be nervous, son. Do your best and just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife." Eventually, you'll reach a point in aging when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. The author says, "This is so true. I love to hear him say you don't look that old." The older we get, the fewer things seem worth. And this is true. And I don't think you have to be a senior citizen to appreciate this. This actually should start happening when you're in your mid to late 30s. The older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. Sometimes because we forgot why we were in line in the first place. Some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way and some of the roads weren't paved. When you are dissatisfied and would like to go back to your youth, think of algebra. These are pretty good.
I would not want to go back to my youth.
No. No, and have to move. No way. No. Couldn't do it. All right, two guys are in a Walmart. One is old, one is young. They're pushing carts when they collide. The older guy says to the young guy, "I'm sorry about that. I'm looking for my wife, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to where I was going." The young guy said, "That's okay. It's a coincidence because I'm looking for my wife, too. I can't find her, and I'm getting a little bit desperate." The older guy says, "Well, maybe I can help you find her. What does she look like?" The young guy says, "Well, she's 27, tall with red hair, blue eyes, buxom, wearing no bra, long legs, and is wearing short shorts. What does your wife look like?" To which the older guy says, "It doesn't matter. Let's look for yours."
That's terrible.
It is. We're still laughing, though, aren't we? Crawdad!
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey.
I'm at All-American Burgers tempting me over there.
It's good.
It
at Baumhauer's?
Really, that and some gooey fries. That is really tempting me.
Yeah, I had an All-American Burger last night. It was delicious.
And I don't even have to leave my house to get it.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, that you were talking about getting older being easier. I have an aunt who's always, ever since high school, when she got out in the first little gray hair, she's always been freaky about growing older. Well, I talked to them not too long back during all this COVID business. They don't like being stuck in, and they had to go do an annual checkup. And I talked to them, and I said, "How'd it go?" And she says, "Well, he said we're doing pretty good. I just was bothered by one question that the doctor asked." I said, "What's that?" And she said, he asked us if we were still having marital relations, and I told him, "Oh, no, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield."
well.
It's 520. What did the stock market do today, Crawdad? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
No, I can't. I wish I could, but right. I will tell you this.
Hang on, I got to interrupt. Put Mayberry on that damn television. I'm looking at Stephen Colbert and Kamala Harris. And I'm going to put a rock through that son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Change it.
Where's Ernest T. when you need him?
I don't care who's on there. If it's Barney taking off a dress when he's doing an inside caper at Floyd's Barbershop, I don't care. If I want to look at that freak with the weird hair and that hoe that's the heels up Harris, forget it. No thanks.
Did you ever get an apology from the mayor?
Hell no.
Okay, because we're still deplorable, you know.
Yeah, no, he upped the ante. He said, did I say something? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's what he said.
Lost a lot of respect. I thought they were bigger than that.
No.
This old, why can't we just get along and let's take the higher ground? No. I don't think they're going to take the higher ground.
No, they're too busy calling us trash.
That hurt. That really hurt. It did on a personal level. I mean, I would never disparage somebody because of their political affiliation, even if I disagreed with them. I wouldn't tell them something like that.
Well, we're slowly wandering into a territory where only one political opinion will be allowed. And
did I tell you the other day when I talked to you that I finally got up with my libtard friend who thinks this is the best thing, and the whole time that she's telling me how good that is and how bad Donald Trump is, at the same time she tells me how good her portfolio did last year.
What a moron!
Exactly. She was telling me, because I was trying to point, her to somebody, too. And she says, no, I'm fine. We're going to stay where we are. We did really good last year. I thought, in a bad year, you did really good.
You just identified the major problem. They are missing a wire in their synaptic thinking.
Yeah.
They don't make that connection that their portfolio is about double what it was four years ago, that it was brought back to life after it died in April of last year by Donald J. effing Trump, Joe Biden's installation as president. And that's what it was, just like a toilet, and we'll get the same result. Crowded, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
Read some more aging stories.
That's it. They just don't make that connection. Why would they? Because the media has been brainwashing them with propaganda. And if they can't have the critical thinking to look into something on their own, rather than just accept it at face value, there is nothing you can do for that person.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, we have a very bad accident on I-85 southbound as you're coming into Montgomery at Chantilly Parkway. On 85 southbound, an overturned vehicle there. We're seeing a tremendous backup of traffic there, so please use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles. We've got another accident. East South Boulevard, just past Strathmore Drive as you approach Troy Highway. Moderate crash, traffic backing up there. And we have an accident now on Mobile Highway in front of the Pace car. Use caution there. We are very busy all over the city. Very busy traffic on I-65 and 85. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Give us more authority and more ability.
All of this talk about rules, we make them up as we go along.
A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose.
Put the legislation together to control the people.
We go through the gate's closed, we'll go over the fence is too high, we'll pole vault in. If that doesn't work, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get health care reform passed.
They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
There needs to be a focus on an immediate increase in spending.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's your genius new president and his predecessor who's really running the show. So here is the man whose arms wrapped around the reflecting pool, with embraced by the spirit of Abe Lincoln, today at a press conference.
Mr. President, you said you put the goal at 100 million vaccines.
Thank you, guys.
Is that high enough?
Far higher than basically where the U.S. is right now.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Come on, you guys.
It's a good start. 100 million. Thank you.
Son of a bitch. Just got up and walked out of the room. That's a real leader right there. Come on, give me a break, man. I'm old, seeing out. Jimmy!
Hey, Greg, I don't know if someone has already covered this. I haven't been able to listen all day. But in regards to the comment that our fine mayor has made public,
yes,
I want everyone to just imagine if Todd Strange had made that same comment about Barack Obama.
Yeah, we brought
how well do you think that would have been perceived?
He would have been out of office by that end of that business day, and we all know that. Reed knows that. What kind of privilege is that?
Oh, yeah, it sure ain't white privilege. Unfreaking believable. But that's all I wanted to bring out. I didn't know if anybody had made that point because I haven't been able to listen.
We brought that up 24 hours ago, right around this time. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, that is the fundamental. If you want to play by those rules, that cancel culture crap, then you should be subject to them as well. But it's a one-way street. Liberal privilege, whatever you want to call it. But fortunately, Todd would have never said anything that ignorant, that hate-filled, and that stupid about the Obamas or anybody else. That wasn't his style. And he wasn't trying to get on one of the cable networks every day for some reason. Unbelievable. But what he just said is totally true. We all know it. All right, Jeffrey Claiborne Williams.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to see what you thought of Gaga's fashion statement.
when she sang the national anthem at the...
That would have required me to watch it, and I had no interest, so I have no idea.
It was very... it was gaudy.
Gaudy? Well, that's her style. She's gauche.
Gauche. She wore a like the... You remember the movie Mockingjay?
No.
Where she,
I'm feeling very culturally inadequate right now. She had a nipple what?
You remember the Mockingjay symbol?
No.
Mockingjay movie and Hunger Games?
I didn't go see the Hunger Games.
But she had a statement. It's just that it was saying something. It was like a message to the Capitol or something.
Oh, they're all morons. Every Hollywood elite was out there spewing their crap, making sure that the right people know that they're with the right people. Covering their ass. Because they're all beholden to China. Nobody more so, above and beyond Hunter Biden, crackhead, and, somewhere in Missouri there is a mother with a daughter that had to chase Hunter Biden down, prove paternity, and legally require him to be responsible financially. And he's up there yesterday. I didn't hear anybody in the media saying, boy, that family has no shame with the crackhead up there. The guy that was effing a communist spy from China.
Right.
Didn't hear anything about that, did we? That's the country we now live in. And
exactly.
We have to survive this. It's that one side.
I know. See, it's voices like you, Dan, that make things, that tell the truth.
Man, I would rather sit here and play comedy all afternoon. But unfortunately, as time passes, it's getting harder and harder to do that, but it is what it is.
Have you heard of Jen Markell on Faith Radio through Olive Tree Views?
I have not. I'm sorry.
She's a prophet out of Minnesota, where the Minneapolis.
What is she?
And she links some of this stuff to Bible prophecy.
Well, I know that Terry Adams, who normally would be with us on a Thursday afternoon, he too off with Mrs. Adams on a sad mission today. We're going to do a show on connecting revelations and current times. You hear the term end times. Are we in that right now? I can't say with any authority. Who knows?
I think we're just in the beginnings of it. We're seeing, especially with that World Economic Forum 2030, that's coming up.
Yeah. Well.
Because they say 2030, but the coronavirus, I think, bumped it up because they're wanting to go. They made a prediction about the cashless economy coming. It's already here with Samsung Pay, Apple Pay, and all these Google Pay.
I don't know that I would hand access to my money over to any of those big tech companies.
No.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's 5:33. Florida representative proposes renaming major Florida Highway President Donald J. Trump Highway.
Did you see the reception he got when he got to Florida yesterday?
Oh, they said it was just a couple of hundred people.
No. The streets were lined.
It would name U.S. 27 in Florida President Donald J. Trump Highway. You know what? That's not a bad road. I had to take it once from Ocala to here. When my car exploded north of Orlando, right at the very end of the turnpike, and it was maybe one of the worst days I had in the 16 years I've been here, because it was a Sunday and I had to be back here the next day, and at 4:30 in the afternoon I need a new engine in my car, I don't have the money to pay for it, and I got to rent a car to get back here. Life was very... It was such a happy visit with Janelle too. That's how it ended. Oh, and I had Hershey with me, who was dying in the heat. It was 98 degrees.
Oh.
We all survived. So when we picked up the rental car, we had to cut over to Highway 27 to go up to 10, and it wasn't a bad drive at all. 5:34, 26 before the top of the hour. That's called two-way time in Radio Land. Lewis Lawn has everything you need. We're getting some nice rain over the next... In fact, I believe I said it correctly on Facebook today. 40% of the next 5 days will feature rain at some point. And it's kind of... Is it still raining out there, Rusty?
Sprinkling.
Thank you for the update.
Nope. That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Oh, I think it is. He pays attention.
Yeah.
This, though, is going to come back and bite us a little bit when March, early March rolls around and all of a sudden our grass is like 6 inches tall. Because when it comes back roaring. So be ready for it with whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home from Lewis Lawn. Now, the professionals choose Lewis Lawn because they carry everything from tractor-sized mowers to the individual push. A new product line called Ego for people who don't like messing around with gasoline-powered products. These are state-of-the-art battery-charged mowers, self-propel mowers, edgers, and trimmers. And all you do is hit the on button. They're amazing. And they're comparably priced to gasoline-powered products. So whatever your preference is, they've got it. Anything you buy there can be brought back there for warranty, repair, or service. And that's why the pros choose them, because they need a partner in their business that can keep their equipment working so they don't lose time in that nine-month window where they make most of their money. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They've been a loyal sponsor of this show for so long, and they're such great people. Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ, love them. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, right next to Walter Craig on the Northern Bypass. 5:36.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We are so busy on I-65 and 85 that we have pockets of slow travel on 85 southbound from South Union up to the interchange. Slow traffic from Alabama State University up to Ann Street on 85 northbound. I-85 southbound, as you come into the city at Chantilly Parkway, we have an overturned vehicle on the interstate. Traffic is beginning to back up there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. We had a moderate crash on East South Boulevard just past Strathmore Drive as you head to Troy Highway. Traffic is really backed up on East South Boulevard. If you're headed from Baptist and Alpha to Troy Highway, expect delays. We have an accident on Highway 31 right at Highway 80 in front of the Pace car. Please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We are very busy all over the city right now. You've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas. They're at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale.
Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Labor released the official count for initial claims filed last week. 11,983 initial claims were filed either online or by phone during this period. About half of those claims are estimated to be COVID-19 related. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate and safer at home order until March 5th. She held a press conference this morning with State Health Officer Scott Harris. Dr. Harris says that in an effort to speed up vaccinations, the state has entered a partnership with Walmart pharmacies to distribute shots. He says the state has administered 42% of the state's vaccines. This extension comes as the total number of COVID-19 cases statewide climbs to nearly 343,000. Of those cases, 46,000 of those were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 5,300 people have died. Recovery numbers are now over 233,000. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast at least through tonight and tomorrow and probably into Friday night. Occasional periods of showers are likely. Relatively mild tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high will be around 60, maybe the low 60s. The rain comes to an end Friday night. I think Saturday's a dry day, mild with a high temperature around 60. More scattered showers on Sunday and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday as the next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Mr. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Pardon me while we help somebody who's hard of hearing in the studio. This, if this doesn't kind of put a, a doppel of whipped cream? What do they call that?
A doppel? A dab?
No. No, there's something else for it.
A squinch? A squirt?
No, there's another word for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
dollop?
Sour... Dollop!
Aha!
Dollop,
there you go.
Move on to the lightning
like
round.
Like a dollop right. of Hello? Daisy.
Hello, uh-huh. dollop.
There you go.
If this doesn't put a dollop of whipped cream on the sundae we've been building all day... I don't know what does.
We've been building a Sunday?
Twitter, which kicked off the President of the United States for telling the truth, is being sued for telling a child pornography victim that images of him at age 13 don't violate their terms of service.
Oh, man.
This is how sick and twisted it all is.
Yeah.
You know, I was just talking to the lovely Rosie just a moment ago. And I don't know how long we all have here on this planet, but I guarantee you, before too much longer, that will be the norm. They will push it some way and make it. I hope I'm dead and gone, yeah. Because they will do it.
They're already starting. Look at Netflix with cuties.
Oh, we cut that out. We turned ours off.
Trying to normalize, you know, kiddie porn.
Mm, makes me mad.
Let's talk to James. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. God bless America.
Yes.
Just got a quick statement or a question. Bernie Sanders, I see, is listed as an independent. And if, according to my math, if there are 50 Republicans, that means there are 49 Democrats and one independent. So according to that, the Republicans are still the prominent party in the Senate. Is that not my wrong?
Well, numbers wise, maybe, but Bernie Sanders is going to vote with the Democrats every time.
I understand that, but still, if you're going by control, and that's the way the numbers are supposed to be, who has the most and the most represented party is the Republican. Doesn't matter how he's going to vote. That's okay.
What have we learned about Democrats? When the D is on the line, you vote D. Nobody varies from that. It's the Republicans, like Liz Cheney, who is now being skewered I'm going to vote to impeach the president. Democrats don't do that. Republicans do. And that's why we lost the House. That's why we lost the Senate. And the lame-ass support from Republicans across the country, the political class especially, is one reason why Donald Trump didn't carry the day. And nobody defended him, stood up for him. Only a few, Jim Jordan, a couple of others, when the voter fraud was obvious to somebody sitting in the outback of Australia.
Not an ounce of backbone in that whole place.
No, none. It's pathetic.
But by the numbers, we have not lost. I understand the voting, but the numbers, we have not lost the Senate.
It's 50-50, and Kamala Harris breaks the ties.
Uh-huh.
How does that work out for us?
I don't know if they're going to skew it like that. I mean, you're not going to do Democrat and Independent and Libertarian and Republican. It's going to be vote for vote, 50-50, whichever's got the most. Exactly. I really believe that's right.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying.
I get it too. But
then the Republicans should be able to appoint the heads of committees because they are the most, by number, they are the ones that are in control.
No, they're number. Not. That's why Chuck Schumer is now called the Senate Majority Leader.
It's a loophole, James.
Yep.
Well,
Chuck Schumer drives the Senate agenda. We do not have control of the Senate. Our only hope is that somebody like Joe Manchin, who came from a state that voted two-thirds for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But remains a Democrat for reasons that are beyond me. If he were to wake up one day and say, you know what, I can't go along with this, I'm changing parties, then we might have a shot. But right now it's 50-50 with Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker, and we all know which way she's going to go.
Well, you know, I guess it's one way to go by the rules, and then it's another if you just want to make up the rules.
See, that's
the, but here's the problem. It's a street fight, and the Republicans want the Marquis of Queensbury rules, and the Democrats pull out the knives and guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we lose every single time. The Republican Party has no backbone.
Now, they don't have the intestinal fortitude.
That either.
To fight.
None of that stuff.
But they expect us to. Anyway. Well, anyway, enjoy listening. Y'all have a wonderful day. And again, God bless America.
Thanks, James. We agree.
That's a good point there, but I think they really just go by who's voting for what.
Oh, I just realized I had cat news.
Oh, my goodness.
That I saved all day for you. And we're just in time at the end of the show to talk about it.
You know, I have cats.
Oh.
I have a black cat and I have one little ginger that's got one eye.
Do any of your cats have smushed faces?
I do not have a smushed face cat.
Smushed face cats cannot show emotion because of inbreeding.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
And a lot of these cats get famous, like Grumpy Cat. They're Persians and Himalayans.
Uh-huh.
And they got the faces that look angry all the time, kind of like Michelle Obama.
She looks like she smells something.
Yeah. It's whatever Barack is cooking.
No.
A new study figured out why those cats can't show emotion, and it turns out it's the result of generations of inbreeding. Humans are actually drawn to pets that look a little angry or pained.
Uh-huh.
That's why Rosie works with me. It makes us want to help them and take care of them. That's why Rosie works with me.
There you go.
She's not my producer. She's my caretaker.
She's your...
She sends me back to the facility for rehab at the end of the show.
She's your watchman.
We have selectively bred cats to have those features, and over time, they lost the ability to make other facial expressions.
That's terrible.
I want one of those. I don't know what you call them, one of them naked cats. You know,
the Egyptian cats.
But like Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
They're so ugly, they're cute.
But you know, you have to bathe them, and they'll get acne if you don't, and you'll have to, like, pinch the little things off of them because they get, if you don't keep them clean.
Oh, that's, Chris, sounds like fun. You got a cat, and you're popping zits. All day.
No, thank you.
And the Lifetime Channel. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll just stick with the black one and the one with one eye.
Yeah.
Don't push the envelope, Rusty.
That's right.
Really?
Not a good idea. Here's a good idea.
Ah.
Mortgage interest rates are so low right now.
Mm-hmm.
Brandt has talked frequently about what's coming, which is an inflationary period,
mm-hmm.
those interest rates will come up. So here's my suggestion. If you are currently renting or you would like to lower your monthly payment, I mean, we're talking rates that are just at all-time record lows. Get a hold of Morris Capuano and see what he can accomplish for you on a refi. Lower your monthly payment. Life is always more, the less you pay per month for your home, I would imagine the less pressure you feel, budgetarily speaking. So if you can save money, why not give Morris a call and ask? 409-9300. He's happy to help. I've known Morris for many, many years. He is so perfectly temperamentally suited to help the first-time home buyer especially. Because it's exciting, but it's also a little bit anxious. There's always a few little bumps in the road. And he's the guy that navigates around all that stuff and lead you through the process. It's still a little nerve-wracking if you've done it multiple times like I have. But he's the guy to do it, and especially if you haven't looked into refinancing recently, do it now. Call him at 409-9300. Lots of programs available at through Renaissance Bank as he partnered with them. They're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 88697, but the number you need to remember Call him now. Call him tomorrow. He'll talk to you anytime. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, them hits just keep on coming. Vaughn at Young Farm is our latest accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got a moderate crash on East South Boulevard just past Strathmore Drive before Troy Highway. You're traveling from Baptist to Troy Highway. Expect delays there. Inbound to Montgomery on 85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway. An overturned vehicle earlier has traffic backed up there. We've also got slow traffic on 85 northbound past that accident site. And slow traffic on 85 southbound from South Union up to the interchange. Very busy on I-65 and 85. Lot of traffic. Buckle up and be safe. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went
dancing.
Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Back with our top-rated morning show.
Yay!
With Jesse Lindy, Rich Thomas, and Jay Scott. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden today using his executive powers to increase productivity and availability of coronavirus vaccines, tests, and protective equipment.
For the past year, we couldn't rely on the federal government to act with the urgency and focus and coordination we needed. And we have seen the tragic cost of that failure.
The president also telling federal agencies to provide guidelines that will allow the safe reopening of schools and businesses. President Biden's chief medical advisor on coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, informing the World Health Organization the U.S. will continue its relationship with the group.
The United States plans to work multilaterally to respond to and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
One of President Biden's first acts was to overturn a Trump administration effort to withdraw U.S. membership from the WHO. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast at least through tonight and tomorrow and probably into Friday night. Occasional periods of showers are likely. Relatively mild tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high will be around 60, maybe the low 60s. The rain comes to an end Friday night. I think Saturday's a dry day, mild with a high temperature around 60. More scattered showers on Sunday and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday as the next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more.